ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Ari Walden. Maseches Erechin is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. David Siegel, Lizchus Refuah Shleima, Aryeh Chanoich Ben Reisel, and Malka Kreindl Bas Reisel.
Bruchim Amazinim. This shiur will be'ez Hashem be a Masech to Erechin Daf Dalet. We're going to focus be'ez Hashem on the inyanim that are miyuchid to Masech to Erechin, and not on the other inyanim which are found in other places in Shas. And we're going to start with this that the Gemara brings down. Hakol ma'arichim kayhanim levi'im v'yisraelim. And the Gemara goes on to be masbir that the chiddush of Hakol ma'arichim is that even kayhanim are also able to be ma'arich. Now one of the pirushim is a bayis pshat. Sal kedai techamina hayalu ksiv ufduya miben chaydesh tifte be'erkecha. Because it says in regards to pidin ha-ben, the lashon of be'erkecha, you would think called the isei be'pidin ha-ben, isei be'erchen. V'hani kehanim hayav lesnu b'pidin haben, lesnu b'erchen. Kehanim, which don't have pidin haben, you would think that they're lesnu b'erchen. Kamash b'lon, that they're isei b'erchen. Now, l'chayra al pipashtos, this that kehanim are less of b'erchen, means that kehanim don't have a din to be nifta. So, imkain, the tzusha would be, just like kehanim are not nifta, so it's not eskayim b'erchecha in the parish of pidin haben, so too, they're not nerach. But this won't stim with this that L'chayr the Gemara's mavur, that the Havamina is that Kehanim are not Marech, not that they're not Nerach. So the emes is, if you look in the Pirush HaMishnayos, he taka says that even according to Abayas Drasha, the Havamina is that they would not be Chayiv Berachin, just like they're not Chayiv B'Pidin HaBen. The limit is not mitzah the fact that a Kohen is not Nerach, but the limit is mitzah the fact that a Kohen is not Chayiv in the mitzvah of B'Pidin HaBen. So too, he's not Chayiv in Erachin if he's Marech. So it's consistent with this that the Gemara starts off with Hakol Ma'arichin Kehanim Levi'im V'Yisraelim. Now Behemshech, there's also a pshat from Ravashi. It's V'chsal Kedai Techamino Hayel V'chsiv V'hamidei Lefnei HaKayin V'lai Kayin Lefnei Kayin Kamash Malan Zot Rashi V'divim Aschel V'hamidei Lefnei HaKayin Ani Sheherechas Atzmai Oyes Acher. The Pasuk is talking about Immachu Me'erkecha, an Ani that's Marech. And on this Ani, it says, Hamidu Lefnei HaKayin, so that the Kayin should be Marechim and see how much he's Masig Yad and how much he has to pay for the Erechim. So this is weiter consistent with this, that the Gemara says that the Chiddush is that a Kayin is Marech. However, if you look in the Ravi Bar Tanura, his Lashon is that the Chiddush is that a Kayin is Nerach, because it says, Vehemid HaKayin, and he understands Vehemid HaKayin is referring to the Nerach, not the Marech. And that's the Havamina, that a Kohen wouldn't be Nerach, Kamash B'lon, that he is Nerach. But the Taisus Yantov over there asks that that's not true. Because Arei, the Pasuk that says, V'amidu Lefnei Kohen, is going on an Ani that's Machu Mi'arkecha. So the purpose of the Haracha is not to be Marech the Nerach, but for the Kohen to be Marech the Marech and see how much he's Masig Yad. Therefore, he considers changing the Girsa in the Rav, and to say that he doesn't really mean Nerach, he means the Marach. However, B'Soiv Dvarav, he says that L'Chayre, the Rav is coming, Mikayach Gemara later, in regards to Geisus. The Gemara says towards the bottom of the Amid, a Braisa says you'd have a Havamina not to be Memayit a Geisus, and that a Geisus could be Nerach. Zok the Gemara, Talmud Leimar, Vehemid Veherach, Kol She Yeshne Ba'amada, Yeshne Ba'aracha. Now over here, the Gemara is referring to a geisus being nerach l'chayra. And as I state mefurish and taisus over there, that we're talking about a geisus being nerach and not a geisus being marech, because it says in the Mishnah, Masechtas Smachis, that a geisus is neider umarech. Now taisus v'emes asks a kasha, that haray, the pashav shat in the pasuk, v'hamid v'erech, being that it's talking about the haracha of an ani, so it's talking about that we have to be marech. How much is the hesed yad of the marech, not the nerach? So in Cain, how can we use the pasuk of vehemet veherech to be mayit that a geis is not nerach, if the words vehemet veherech are talking about the marech, not the nerach? That's Taisus's kasha, and he blibes shver. But the Rishash over there brings down Rashi and Chumash and Parshas Bechukaisai on that pasuk. He says v'zel l'shaynai. If the marich is not yadim aseges to give the erech, V'yarichenu l'fi asagas yodoi shalom arach. So Hamadav Aracha means that we're marach the nerach l'fi the asagas yodoi of the marach. This is a merit to kechidish how to understand the musik of hesag yad. Al pi pashtos, hesag yad doesn't change the actual erach of the nerach. It's just a kula that the Torah says that if the marach is not masag yodoi, he doesn't have to pay the whole erachin. He can pay as little as one sela, as it's mavur in the sugis later in this masechta. However, Rashi is explaining that no, if the marach is not masag yodoi, so we make a new erach, a new ha'arucha on the nerach, and we're marach and we're kaveya that the erach of this nerach is that amount of money which the marach could possibly pay. And the Rishash is ma'isiv, that this is be'emes meduyik in the pasuk itself. Because the lashon of the pasuk is, v'imachu me'erekecha, v'hemidai lefnei ha'kayin, v'herich oisei ha'kayin, al pi asher tasig yad ha'noider, yarichenu ha'kayin. According to how much the noider is masig yad, yarichenu ha'kayin. Now if when the pasuk in the beginning says, v'hemidai lefnei ha'kayin, v'herich oisei ha'kayin, that was also referring to Hamad of Aracha on the noider, why would the Torah need to say again, al pi asher tasig yad hanoider yarichenu hakayin? The Torah should say, al pi asher tasig yodai, that same person we were just referring to, yarichenu hakayin. From the fact that the Torah says, asher tasig yad hanoider, is mashma that up until now, when we're speaking on Hamad of Aracha, we weren't talking about the noider. We were talking about vehemidai to the nerach lefnei hakayin, veherach oisai the nerach hakayin. And this aracha that we're marach, the nerach, that's al pi asher tasig yad hanoider. Adkan, the beer of the Rishash in our Gemara, al pi shitas Rashi. Mimela, zakta taisis yantiv, that from here the Rav Lechayra got that vehemet veherich is be'emes a pasuk which was referring to the nerach, not the marach, which is why the Rav is also mefarish in regards to the Gemara's havamina that a kayin would not be be'erichin, because it says in the pasuk vehemidai lefnei akayin v'lei kayin lefnei akayin, that's also referring to the nerach. The nerach can't be a kayin because it can't be niskayim in him ve'amidei lefnei ha'kayin v'lai kayin lefnei ha'kayin. And Rebbeili says the chiddush must be hakol nerachin afilu kehanim. This is the chayr shver because the beginning of the Gemara is not mashm like that. But akapanim, this is the makar to this that the Rav is mefarish that's going on the nerach. In Shitas Rashi and Arasugya, Rashi is clearly mashma that the Havamina in regards to Kayin is going on the Marech, not on the Nerech. And as Zayish Teit also Mefurish in the Pirush HaMishnayis LaRambam. So the Chayr, we have to say that in this Shlav of the Gemara is teaching Vehemet Veherech to be going on the Marech, although that later on in the Braisa, the Gemara teaches Vehemet Veherech to be going on the Nerech. Adkan this Inyan, in regards to the Pashup Shat, who Vehemida is referring to, and the Chiddush and Lomdus and how Hesek Yad works, Al Pi Rashi in Chumash. And now let's go on to the next inyan, me'inyan le'inyan ba'isa inyan. The drasha that the Gemara says in regards to geisis, kol she'enai ba'amada, enai ba'aracha. And we find in the Pashup Shat in this drasha that there are three pirushim. The pirush of Taisvis in Arasugya, b'divir maschol v'loi. The pirush of the Raivid in Asagis, in Ilchus Erechon v'charamim, perik aleph, halacha chav aleph. And the pirush of the Rambam over there, in Erechon v'charamim, perik aleph, halacha chav aleph. Taisus learns that Amada means to actually stand the Nerach up. Now, even though Be'emes, there's no real halacha that a Nerach has to stand, but it's a drasha, because the Torah uses the word Hamada, and it says that in conjunction to the word Haracha, therefore we darshan, somebody who you can't practically do Hamada on, is Nismayit from Haracha. And Taisus dons that L'chayr we find in regards to Behema, that a Geisus is, yeah, possible to be stood up, and Taisus is machalik between the two. This is all the Shitase that he understands, that Hamada is a drasha that's memayit, somebody who can't practically stand. The Raivin Hasagis, however, is mevur that Hamada doesn't mean standing. Hamada means to be mamid him medin in order to do the haracha. Now, the Raivin himself says over there that there is no halacha that you actually have to be mamid a nerach medin. If you know how old he is, so he pays the erachin according to his age. He doesn't have to be Aymed Bedin. Nevertheless, the drush of the Torah is that only somebody who's royally Aymed Bedin is the neder of Erechon Chal. But somebody who's not royally Aymed Bedin is Nismayit from Erechon. Why is a Geisis not royally Aymed Bedin? Zok de Briskerov, because being that Rav Geisis is an Islamisa, therefore B'shas Neder, when a person is neither the erich of a geisis, we can't consider him ra'i lamed bedin, because chances are he's going to die before he has a chance to be aymed bedin. So with that, he's the smayit from the parsha of being an erich. And so too, in regards to Yaitzi Laharik, the Ravid over there says it's also Nesmayit, because being that he's Oymed to be Neharag, so he comes out that Bashas Erechen, we can't consider him a person who's Roy Lamed Bedin, so he's Nesmayit from being Nerach. That's the Shita of the Ravid. The Rambam, however, over there, in Perak Aleph, Halacha Chof Aleph, and Behemshach also on Halacha Chof Gimel, he learns from the Pasuk of Ve'amide Lefnei HaKayin Ve'Herach Yisei HaKayin, that every Nerach has to actually have a Hamada Bedin so that he should be Nerach Ayidei Bezdin. And therefore, he says, Behemshech, Meis HaNerach Kaidem Shoyamad Bedin. What happens if the Nerach dies between the Shasa Neder and the Shasa Hamada Bedin? Afo Pisha HaMarech Kayim, HaReza Potter. She'ein Erech Lemes, VaHaNerach Tzorech Hamada Bedin. Now, L'chayr, we have to know what's the Makar to this din of the Rambam. So the Lechem Mishnah over there says that he got it from Aras Sugya. Just like the Gemara says in regards to Geisus, that Kol Sheyeshnei Ba'amada Yeshnei Ba'arafa. So too, if the Nerach dies before Amada Bedin, so he's not Yeshnei Ba'amada, therefore the Erechin isn't Chal. But L'chayre, we have to understand, because Aray and Aras Gemara we're talking about, where B'shas, the Neder, he's a mess, or he's a Geisus. Mechateisa to the Rambam to be Maitzi from our Gemara also, if Peshas, the Neder, he's a healthy human being, and only afterwards, before the Amada Bedin, he's mess. So there's a big Arichas in being Masbir this Rambam in the Achrainim, Ayin Sfasemes, Ayin Briskarov, and Ayin and other Achrainim. We're going to say, V'siyata D'Shmaya, how it's nearer that the Lecha Mishnah understood this Rambam. And Behektim, because this that the Gemara darshins, Nefashais, Lohaitzi SMS, mashma that would be a havmina that it's possible to be marach SMS. The chayr, this is very shver. Hare, in the parasha of Erechin, it says ages. If he's a month old, if he's 5 years old, 20 years old, 60 years old, but MS isn't any age bachlal. He's not living. So what havmina is there that there would be a parasha of Erechin on MS? So the chayr, we have to be matchik and say that the havmina is that whatever age he was, b'shas that he died, that's what Erechin would be chal. This is the chayr what you have to say, al pi Rashi, who says mefurish, that the miyat is coming to be mamayit, somebody who says, erech mes ze olai. However, it's possible that the Rambam, mikayach that understood, that we're not talking about a person who is marech a mes after he's already mes. But we're talking about a person who is marech a ben adam chai, and afterwards, before Hamad of Aracha, he died. And on that, the Torah says, Nefashais v'loy ames, that if he dies afterwards, he's not chayiv in Erechin. And so too, in the regards to this, that the Bryce is mamayit geisus. And over here, the Bryce is mamayit because kol she'ene ba'amada, ene ba'aracha. The Rambam learns that that's also not talking about somebody who's mayrich, somebody who's already a geisus. Because in regards to that then, the Rambam already brought down earlier, in Perek Aleph, Ha'ilacha Yud Gimel, ha'geisus ein loy, Loi erech v'loi damim, hayel v'roiv ha'geisin lamisa, harehu kemes. A geisis, because he's roiv geisin lamisa, has a din of a mess, and you can't be marech ha'geisis. And at the end of the Rambam learns it from a pasuk, which comes from a Gemara later on, the Vavam Abeis, kol cherem asher yachram min ha'adam lo yipade, keloimar ein lo pidyon ala harehu kemes. So the fact that you can't be marech someone who's already a geisis, that's already learned from a different pasuk, because he has a din kemes. And just like you can't be marech a mess, you can't be marech a geisus. So be'achreich, our Gemara that says, kol she'ene ba'amada, ene ba'aracha, is to be marech a geisus, is also referring to somebody who was marech, a regular healthy human being, and only afterwards he became a geisus. Now because he's ene ba'amada, because he can't have a mother b'din, the Torah is teaching us that if there's no hamada b'din, the erechin is not chal b'chlal. So it comes out that it's already a known fact that ain't erech lemes. It's not possible to be marech hames. And so too, it's not possible to be marech a geisis, which is dinai kemes. The chiddush of our Gemara is, kol she'einai ba'amada, ain't a ba'aracha. That even though b'shas the neder, he wasn't a mess, and he was a bar haracha, but because there's a din of amada b'din, and the erechin is not chal, only if there's amada b'din in bezdin, and b'shas the amada b'aracha in bezdin, then he's not a bar aracha because he's either a mess or a geisis. So it comes out in such a case that the erchin is not chal b'chlal. And that's what the Rambam means when he says in Halacha Chav Gimel, mes anerach kaidim shi'amin b'din, hareza pater, she'ein erach lames. That's already a clear din that ain't erach lames. That's been established earlier in Halacha Yud Gimel. V'anerach tzarech hamad b'din, that's what's being nischadish in this halacha, mikayach the pasuk of v'hamidu lefnei ha'kayin, v'herach ha'isei ha'kayin, that you need hamad b'din, and therefore he has to be a bar erchin b'shas hamad b'din, which is why if he's marach, a regular person, and afterwards he's mes, uhuradin, if he becomes a geisis, that halacha is that he's pater. Adkan, the beer hanifla of the Rambam in Arasugya. So Hayyati, in summary, that there are three pirushim in the Gemara. Taisvis, he says that it's a drasha to tell you that someone who can't stand is not a bararacha, lafuke a geisis. The Ravid says that it's a drasha to tell you that if b'shas the neder, we can't consider him roi to eventually have a hamad b'din, he's a smayit from erchen, and that's lafuke a geisis, and huadin a yaitzi laharik. And the Rambam learns that the Gemara is teaching you that there's a din of Hamad of Aracha, that the Erechin is not chal with the nether itself, it's mitli tali v'aymit if there's going to be Hamad of Adin. And if b'shas the Hamad of Adin, at that point he's not a bar haracha, then he's going to be potter and the Erechin is not going to be chal b'chlal. Adkan, this Inyan, and now let's go weiter to the next Inyan. The Gemara in Amud Beis brings down the Inyan of Erech Sosum, or Erech Stam, like the Geras of the Shittim Gubetzes, and the Gemara brings a Braisa, which means that he gives shleisha shkalim, which is the smallest amount that's katzuv in the Torah in the parsha of Erechin. Afterwards, the Gemara has two lashainas, whether or not by an erech sasum, if there's a din of hesig yat or not. The first lashon is that we learn from the pasuk of be'erkecha to teach us that there's no din of hesig yat. And the Gemara explains, my taima kemefarish dami. The second lashon, however, is that we learn from the pasuk Be'erkecha, just the opposite, that it's not kemefarish dami, and therefore there is an inyan of hesig yad by erech sasum. So in order to be masber, the pirush and the two lashonos of the Gemara, and the biurim of Rashi and Taisus in this Gemara, we're going to be makdim with a few yesaidas. We know that there are two kinds of nedarim. There's a neder of erechin, and then there's a neder of stam, somebody who's being menader a certain amount of money to bedek habayis. One of the nafkaminas la'alocha between these two kinds of nedarim is that by erechin, there's a parasha of hesig yad, that if he can't afford the full amount that's kotzav in the parasha of erechin, then he only gives kefi hasagas yaday or esela. Whereas by a person who's neider a specific amount, there is no din of hesig yad and he has to give that exact amount. Now in order to understand the difference between the chalois of erechin and the chalois of neder stam, we spoke about by arichas b'siyata d'shmaya in the first shir, in the shir to the Beis, Chelik Aleph, that really, it's two different chalaisim legamri. And we mentioned three mahalchim. Bekitzer, the three mahalchim are, l'fi the chazunish, erchin ve'emes isn't a chalais of a neder to give a certain amount of money b'chlal. Erchin, when a person says erchin, he's just mechel on himself the parsha of erchin, and now there's a mitzvah within the parsha of erchin to give the erich according to the person that he was marich. But there is no neder on money to hektish. That's the Chiddush Lekem Mahalach of the Chazon Ish. A second Mahalach we said, B'Shem, the Shiltiki Bayrim and Masechta Vayrizara, that he says that by Erech and Be'emes, there are two Chalaisen. When a person is Mayrach, a specific person, first, the Nerach becomes Chal in him, a Kedusha, Begufa Uvatz Musay, and then there's a Chiv on the Mayrach to be paid to him from Rishos Hektish. So in that way, it's very different than a regular Neder, because a regular Neder of money to Hektish, there's only one Chalais. It's the direct neder to pay a certain amount of money to Ektish. Whereas by Erechin, first it's Chal Kedusha Beguve Vetzmusay of the Nerach, and then there's a mitzvah to be paid to him. The third mahalach we said, B'Shem Kama Rishayna Vachreinim, that are mashman not like the Shulti Gebayrim, that it's an inin of pidyon, which means that the Torah is machadish, that there's a musig, that a person is neschayiv, to give money bimkaim a specific person. The shir, how much to give bimkaimai, is kotzov in the parasha of Erechin. But it's chal that this money that I'm giving is bimkaim ubepidyain of that person. It's only one chalais, not like the Shulti Gebayrim that says that it's a double chalais. But in that one chalais, it's very different than stam, a neder of money to Ektish. A neder of money to Ektish is a chiv to give that specific amount of money. Whereas here, it's a din to give money keneged the person that he was ma'arech. So akapanim, it's clear that the chalais by erchin and the chalais by stam and neder to give a certain amount of money to hektish is very different. And these are the three mahalchim how to understand the difference. Now, the emes is a question. Every time a person says nidrei erchin, he says, I'm mekabel on myself the erich of a specific person who's, let's say, 20 years old. So he should be chayiv in chamishim shkolim. L'chayre dal mikan that there is over here a chalais of erchin, there should also be a chalais of a regular neder. Because being that it's clear that by being marich this person, he's going to be neschayiv to give 50 shkolim to hektish, so it's as if that he spoke at mefurish, I'm a kabbal on myself to give 50 shkolim to hektish. And the nafkamina is going to be if there's a din of hesig yad. Because if it's only a chalais of erchin, so if he can't afford it, he doesn't have to give the full erich, he gives kefi asagas yadei. But if we say that besides for the chalais of erchin, be'emes, there's a connotation in his words that he's makabal on himself to give the amount of money that's mefurish and kotzav in the parish of erchin, the hainu is makabal on himself to give 50 shkolim, so then he would have to give specifically the 50 shkolim, and he would not be able to be yaitze with asagas yad. So the answer to this question could be found in Rashi and Taisus in our sugya. Rashi b'divir maschal k'mefarish dami comes to explain why every time a person says erech pleni alai, it's not as if he's mefarish that shear of money. Zot Rashi v'zein l'shainai da'hasam le'muchach milsa de'ein ha'kol yoydin as shenaisav. There, it's not muchach how old he is. Therefore, we can consider it as if he's mefarish that he's being mischayev the amount of money that the Torah says you're chayev for a person of that age. But rather, it's just a neder of erchin, which has a din of hesig yad. That's Rashi's teretz. Taisus, however, with the v'yamaschol loymar, says that Rashi's answer doesn't suffice. Because even though it's true that it's not mukha milsa exactly how old he is, and it's not clear if he's chayv 5 shkalim, or 15 shkalim, or 50 shkalim, but akapanim, it's definitely mukha milsa that he's at least a ben chaydish, and it's at least 5 shkalim. So akapanim, in regards to having to pay 5 shkalim, it should be kemefarish dummy, and it should not be yaitze with giving 1 shekel midin hesig yad. Azay frek taisus on Rashi. So because of that, taisus says a different answer, that it's gzeris akasavu, that because he says an inyan of erchin, that erchin has an inyan of hesig yad, and it's not kemefarish. So akapanim, we have a machlekes Rashi and taisus, why every time a person says a lashon of erchin, it's not as if he's mefarish. Lefi Rashi, because b'metzias it's not mukach milsa, it's not considered a mefarish. Lefi Taisvis, even if it would be b'metzias a mefarish, because akalpanim, at least it's a partial mefarish, nevertheless it's a gzeris akasov, that if he says a lashon of erchin, it's chal a din of erchin with the din of hesig yad, and it's not chal that he's kemefarish. Now, why did Rashi not say like Taisvis that there's a gzeris akasov? So al pi pashtus, it's because Rashi holds that it's not included in the gzeris akasav of erchin that there is no chalais of mefarish. The gzeris akasav of erchin is telling you that there's a din of erchin and called dinav. But li yitzura would become mefarish, the parish of erchin would not be mafkia that it's not chal midin mefarish, which is why Rashi has to say that menasvara, because it's leimuch milse, it's not kemefarish. Whereas Taisus holds that the etzim gzeris akasav that says that there's a din of erchin with a din of hesig yad, be'achreach, it's a gzeris akasav that it's only chal midin erchin with a din of hesig yad, and it's not kemefarish. However, the Biskarov says that avada Rashi is moedet to Taisvis, but Rashi was bothered be'etzim by a different kasha. Avada Rashi is moedet to Taisvis that once the Torah says that there's a parsha of erchin, be'achreach, every time a person activates an in of erchin, it's erchin am kol dinav, which includes hesig yad, and it's not going to be chal midin neder, astam neder kemefarish. However, Rashi understands that even within the parish of erchin, if a person is mefarish how much money, that's going to be mafkia the din of hesig yad. That means to say, the parish of erchin not necessarily has the din of hesig yad in it. A parish of erchin without speaking about the amount of money, there the Torah says there's a hesig yad. The amount of money goes up and down according to how much money he has. However, if within the parish of erchin he's mefarish that I want to give the erich of pleni, which is nun shkalim, then there's going to be no halacha of hesig yad. V'nafkamina, even if he says mefurish aloshen of harei alai erich pleni chamishim shkalim, Veer also, he's not going to have a din of hesek yad because he's mefarish the amount of money. So Rashi's question v'etzem is not that every erchin should be chal mitzad stam and eder. Rashi's question is that every time a person says erich pleni alai, it should be as if he's being mefarish erich pleni chamishim shkalim alai, because the pleni is the age of chamishim shkalim, so it should be considered as if he was mefarish chamishim shkalim mamish. And of them, Rashi answers that no, because it's not mukha milsa, it's not kemefarish dami. Ad kan divya briskarov. Hayyate, according to briskarov, the be'emes over here, there are two kashas and two terutzim. One of them is Taisus's kasha and teretz, and Rashi is being meisif a second kasha and teretz on top of that. The first question is that every time a person makes a chalais erchin, let it be chal midin neder, a regular neder, kemefarish a regular neder, a certain amount of money, and therefore there should be no hesek yad. That's Taisus' question. And in that Taisus says the Xeris a Kosov of Erechin is Mafkia and is Mirekin is Nether to be Davka midin the parish of Erechin and not midin a Nether, like as if he's Mefarish a certain amount of Etikabayas. But on top of that, Rashi's Shita is that even within the parish of Erechin, if he's Mefarish a specific number, that's Mafkia, the Kula of Hesagyat. Taisus doesn't have that Kasha because Taisus holds that within the parish of Erechin there's always the Indian of Hesagyat. And even if you're mafarish a specific number, that's not mafkia the din of hesek yad. However, Rashi holds that even if we are activating the parish of Erechin, but if he's mafarish, he's not going to have the din of hesek yad. And on that, Rashi asks that he should always have a din of mafarish, and as teretz is, because it's not mukha milsa, so it's not kemafarish. All this is in regards to a person who's ma'arich, a specific person. But what about an eruch sosom? So the emes is, we first have to be maktim how to understand how an erech sosom could be included in the parasha of erechin. And this is going to be totally in the three ways that we explained how a chalais of erechin is different than stam, a person who's neider a specific amount of money to hektish. The fi the mahalach of the Chazon Ish, when a person says erechin, it's chal on him the parasha of erechin, and has a mitzvah to give money midin erechin. According to that, we can understand so too by erech sosom, as long as he says, am nischayiv, in Erechin, so it's chal on him the parish of Erechin, and he has a mitzvah to give the money midin the parish of Erechin, and the amount of money that he's going to give is the smallest amount, which is 3 shkalim. So according to the Chazon Ish, it's very understandable. According to the third mahalach, we said, al pi rav rishonim, that it's an inyan of pidyon, the chayr is going to be a very big chiddush, because pashtos, a person could only be nischayiv in a pidyon of a person if he specifies which person he's giving money for. By Erech Sosom, we see a chiddush that even if he doesn't specify that this should be a pidyon of a specific person, nevertheless, it could be Dmei Pidyon Stam. I'm being nischayiv to give Dmei Pidyon, can I get an unspecified person? That's also Chal, and that's the parasha of Erech Sosom within Erechin. However, Lefi the Mahalach of the Shulta Gibayrim, Lechayrit Sarach Iyan Gadol. Because according to his mahalach, first it's chal echaleis kedusha begufay v'atzmusay of the nerach, and then there's a din to be paid to him. That's pashit that by an erech stam, it's not possible that there should be a echaleis kedusha begufay v'atzmusay of anybody. And who is it chal? If you're not messiahim, who should have the kedusha? The kedusha is avad and not chal anywhere. And in Cain, the whole parsh of erechin doesn't apply. So l'chayre, this sugya of erech sosom is a very big tmiya on the mahalach of the Shulta Gibayrim, v'tzarech iyan gadol. Al kolponim, nachzor l'sugya seinu. In our sugya, there's two l'shaynis as to what the gzeres akosov of the erecha is coming to be marba. According to the first lashon, the pasuk is coming to tell us that if a person says an erech sosom, that there is no din of hesek yad, and it's kemefarish dami. Whereas according to the second lashon, farkert, it's coming to tell us that if a person says Erech Sosom, it's not Kemefarish Dami, and there is an Indian of Hesek Yad. The Fi the Mahalach of Taisvis, the two Lashonis are very understandable, because the Gemara's Sofek is whether this, that there's a Gzeres HaKosov, that if a person says a Lashon of Erechin, that it's Chal Midin Erechin, and it's not Chal Stam in Eder, is that specifically when a person is Mayrech, a specific Nerach, or even if a person says Erech Stam. According to the first Lashon, the parish of Erechin is meyuchad for someone whose mayrach is specific nerach. But if you say Erech Stam, that's not the parish of Erechin. So what's going to be chal is Stam and Eder. And by saying Stam Erech Alai, that's a reference that you're being neider to give the amount of money which corresponds to the lowest amount of Erechin. So it's as if he said a neder, Harei alai shleish shkalim to hektish. Which is why, of course, there's no hesek yet, because it's not being chal b'tayrus the parsha of erechim b'chlal, it's being chal b'tayrus the parsha of a regular neder. Whereas the second lashon of the Gemara holds that adrabba, the gzeiras hakasav is being marbe, that even within the parsha of erechim, there's a concept of erech stam, and memel it's chal midin the parsha of erechim, and therefore the halach of hesek yet applies, and he's only going to have to pay one shekel if he's an ani. That's according to Taisus. According to Rashi, we have to speak out as follows. We mentioned that there's two possible ways of understanding Rashi. Pashtus, Rashi is telling us that the reason why by a regular erchin it's not chal midin neder, a stam neder, is because it's not mucha chamilsa. However, in a case of erich sasim where it is mucha chamilsa, how much he wants to give, there it will be chal stam mihilchas nedarim. And that's the first lashon of the Gemara. But im kain, it's sarachion, that's a svar pshuta. Why do you need a gzeiras hakasav for that? V'ayid, what's pshat in the second lashon of the Gemara that it's a gzeiras hakasav that there is chal inin of hesek yad? Harei there's a svar pshuta because it's mucha chamilsa that it should be able to be chal dal mikan the parasha of erchen stam mitzad a neder as if he's being neder shleishim shkolim to hektish. And im kain, the inin of hesek yad should not be applicable. But l'chayre, lefin ha'malach of the briskerov, it's asi shaper. Because the Briskerov says that Avada Rashi agrees to the etzem understanding of Taisvis, that once a person uses and activates the parish of Erechen, it's no longer Chal Mistam Neder, it's an Indian of Erechen Dafke. Nevertheless, Rashi holds that even within the parish of Erechen, if a person's Mefarish a specific amount, he's Mafkia the din of Hesig Yad. Im Kain, those are the two tzadim of the Gemara. The first side of the Gemara is Hagufa, that because when a person says Erech Stam, it's Mucha Chamilsa how much money he wants to say. So it's as if he says a Mefurish amount of money within the Parish of Erechen. The first side of the Gemara is that that's Kemefarish Dami, which means to say that that has a din, as if he Stam made a Neder where there's no Hesig Yad. Meaning that here we have a situation where even within the Parish of Erechen, the din is going to be Daime to someone who makes a nether flesh of skolem in regards to the fact that he doesn't have the kula of hesek yad. Avada, the chalais is different. Here the chalais is in the parsha of erchin, and stam a person who says, arei alai shleish of skolem nektish, it's in the parsha of regla nadarim. Nevertheless, ke mefarish dummy means to say that it's going to have the same halacha as mefarish dummy in regards to the amount of money that he has to give, and that there's no kula of hesek yad. That's the first lashon of the Gemara. The second lashon of the Gemara is that the Gzeiras HaKasav is telling us that it's lav kemefarish dami, which means that because he's activating the parasha of Erechen, we don't say that because he spoke out a specific amount of money that it has the same din as a person who's neider stam an amount of money to hektish where there's no din of hesek yad. But rather we say that there always is an din of hesek yad, which is ve'emes kashita sataisvis, that within the parasha of Erechen, there's always an din of hesek yad. But even that it comes out that according to Rashi, the two lashonis of the Gemara Gufa are this Shaila, whether or not within the parish of Erechen there's a musig of being mefarish and thereby being a schaiv in the sheer of the amount of money that he was mefarish and being mafkia from himself the inyan of hesek yad, or farkert, once it's nikra Erechen, it goes within the parish of Erechen and it has the inyan of hesek yad, and there's no concept of by saying a certain amount of money that he's being mafkia the kula of hesek yad. So it comes out in summary that that's clear that there are two kinds of chalaisim. There's a chalais of Erechen, and there's a chalais of Stam, Neder, to Bedek Abayis. And we remember three mahalchim how to understand the gedder of the chalais of Erechen, like we remember Pesiyat HaDeshmai in the first year to this Masechta. The question was, L'chayre, every time a person makes Erechen, let there also be chal, Dalmi Khan of the Erechen, a Neder of a specific amount of money. And on that we had a teretz of Taisvis that once you activate the parasha of Erechen, it's a gzeiras hakasav, and it's only chal midin Erechen, and there is a din of hesek yad, and it's not chal midin neder. Rashi, according to the pirush of the Briskerov, was asking another question, that l'chayre, even within the parasha of Erechen, there's a musig of kemefarish dami, according to the first lashon of the Gemara. So it should be as if that he's mefarish how much money he's giving midin Erechen, and that should be mefkia the din of hesek yad. To which the teretz was, it's leimucha chamilsa, so it's not kemefarish dami. And in a case of erech sasam, so avadit, it's as if he's being mefarish how much money. There are two shitas in the Gemara. According to Taisvis, the first shita is that it's not within the parasha of erechen, it's like a stam neder, so therefore there's no hesek yad. And the second shita is that it is within the parasha of Erechin, so there is an inyan of Hesegyad. According to Rashi, according to both Stadim, it's within the parasha of Erechin. The two Stadim of the Gemara are, when a person is mefarish a certain amount of money within the parish of Erechin, does that have the same halacha as a stam neder in regards to the fact that there's no hesegyad? Or no, there's always halacha of hesegyad because it's within the parish of Erechin. Now, before we're messiahing the inyan of Erech Sosum, the chayyad is a married to Kakasha, and this is posed by the Or Gadol in Mishnayos Ois Gimel. Hare, the Shitas HaRambam, like we spoke about earlier in this shir, is that every Erechin needs a Hamad Bedin, a Hamad of Ha'arocha. Bezdin has to be Mayrech the Nerach. L'chayre im Kain, how's a Chayach to have a Chalais of Erech Sosum? Who are you going to be Maimed Bedin? How is Bezdin going to do a Ha'arocha? The answer to this can be found in the Chazon Yecheskel and the Sefta, Erechin Perek Aleph Halacha Beis. And he says, Poshit, because this din that Bezdin has to be Mayrech is specifically if you're Mayrech a specific Nerach. So that Nerach needs to be Oymed Lefnei Bezdin, and it should be Nerach, they should be Kaveya how much his Erech is. But if a person is Meschayiv in Erech Sosum, so there is nobody to be Nerach Take. And his Chiyav is for Stam and Erech. And therefore, Yitake do not require Hamad of Aracha, because the Shir is already Kotzov in the Etzem Parsha. Adkan is married the Ge'inyan of Erech Sosum, and now let's go weiter to the next Inyan. The Gemara brings down the inyan of nidoin b'chvaydoi, which means that if a person is marich an avish on a shamat liyaba, that he's chayiv in the erich of the entire person. And it's mevura from the Gemara, that's not a din only by erichin, but it's also by damim. If a person says, d'mei leiv of pleni alai, he's chayiv in the damim of the entire person. And the Gemara brings a pasuk to say that even if a person says, d'mei, the lave of a tumtum andragonus alai, although the tumtum andragonus are not bechlau the parish of Erechin, nevertheless, in regards to their domim, they also have this din of nidain bechvaidai. Now, in regards to the lach of nidain bechvaidai, we have to speak out what would have been if not for the din of nidain bechvaidai. So, in that, there's a very big difference between Erechin and domim. Because in regards to Erechin, the Gemara says earlier, on the Avdalad Amar Aleph, that we learn from a pasuk that Erech Kula Yunaisen V'loy Erech Evarim. There's no such thing as being Makabel the Erech of Evarim. Nevertheless, the Gemara learns from Pasuk of Nefashos that a Dovrish and Shamat Liyaba, then there is Erechin, and he's Chayiv in the Erech of Kulay. So it comes out, if not for the din of Nidim Bechvaydai, if a person would say Erech Leiv Pleni Alai, it would be Pater and Gansen, because Be'etzem, it's an Erech of Evarim. The Chiddush is that because it's an Evish and Shamat Liyabai, that it's Chal Adin of Erech Kulay. That's in regards to Erechin. In regards to Damim, however, the Mishnah says later on Daf Yud Tes Amud Beis that one of the differences between Damim and Erechin is that if a person says Dmei Yad Olai, that it is Chal. And you make a Shuma how much the Evid is worth with the Yad and how much he would be worth without the Yad. So it comes out in regards to a Leiv or Evish and Shamat Liyabai, even if there wasn't a din of nidim b'chvaydai, avada he would be chayiv the etzem shavius of that aver. The chiddush of nidim b'chvaydai is that he's chayiv b'dmei kulay. Now Taisvus in Masechet Bamitzia Daf Kuf Yudalid speaks out a very important nakuda. L'chayra being that it's an aver shen shamat liyabai, so if we want to be shum the difference between an eved with a lev or an eved without a lev, a practical shuma will come up that the price is the entire price of that eved. Because an Eved without a Leiv isn't worth anything. So why do you need a Xeris HaKosov of Nidim B'chvaydai? And for Taisvis, I'll be the Gemara later on the Fitesim and Beis, that Be'emes, we don't make a Shuma of how much the Eved would be worth with the Leiv, or if he wouldn't have a Leiv, but rather, if the Leiv would still be Mucht of L'Rabbi Arishan. So it's the difference of whether the second Adain is kind of the entire Eved, including the Leiv, or he leaves the Leiv to be under the ownership of the original Adain. That's not the full amount of the Eved. The Gzeres HaKotzav Nidim B'chvaydai tells us that he has to pay the full amount of this person if he would be sold as an Eved. Adkan the Pasha Pshat as to what Nidim B'chvaydai is teaching us. Now, Yesh Lachkar, as far as Lamdus is concerned, how does Nidim B'chvaydai work? Do we say that when a person is neither for an Eivash and Hashamat Liyabai, that it's as if he was makabal on himself the damim of the Erechin of the entire Guf, and that's why it's chayiv in the damim of the erchin of the entire guf. Aydel ma'avada, when a person says the lev or any other avish and hashamat liyabai is alav be'erchin or be'damim, it's only that chefza that it's chal in it in of damim and erchin. Nevertheless, the shuma, how much he has to pay for that lev, is the value of the entire guf. And so to be'erchin, the erich of that lev is the erich of the entire guf. L'chayra, we find two l'shaynis in Rashi, one in Arasigya and one in Masechta Bamitzia, and it sounds like that the difference is exactly in regards to this shayla. Rashi be'yos b'divya maschal nidim b'chvaydei says, she'nidim kulay achar ever echad she'kvaydei talibay. The entire guf is nidim after the ever that's ever she'nashamat liyabay. Mashma, that I day the fact that he was neither the ever she'nashamat liyabay, he's chayiv to pay the damim and the erech of kulay. Like the first set of Baruch Akira. Whereas Rashi Masech Tuba Metziah, Tav Kuf Yudal Adam and Aleph, B'divya Matzchal Nidim B'chvaydai, his lashon is, Ha'ever Nidain Lefi Chvaydai. The Ever, which he was neither B'damim or B'shuma, that is Nidin according to its proper respect. She'em Hanashamat Liyabai, Naisen Dmei Kulay. Mashma Daravade, the Chiv of the Neder is on the Ever. Nevertheless, the Shir, the Erech, and the Shavius of that Ever is according to its due respect, which is the Dmei of Kulay. That's L'chayra, what's meduyik from these two Rashis. But L'maisa, the Achrayim, the Yisrei Na'ar, written by the Ar Gadol, the Gadol from Minsk, on Mishnayis, in Perikei Mishnah Gimel, and also the Briska Rav in Chidushei Agriz al Hashas, and the Sugya on Daf Hei, they're mavur that this Shaila is Gufa going to make a difference between the inyan of Nidim Bechvaydai of Erechin and Nidim Bechvaydai of Damim. And although the Gemara learns one from the other, that's just a Hekesh Ba'alma to teach us that both of them have a din of Nidim Bechvaydai. But the gather of how Nidim Bechvaydai works is going to be different by Erechin and by Damim. Now what's interesting is that these two G'dayli Achrayim learn almost an opposite Tliya as to which way is by Erechin and which way is by Damim. And L'chayre, the basis for their machlekes, how to understand the chilek between Erechin and Damim in regards to Nidim B'chvaydai, is totally in how to understand the Iker Miut, which the Gemara earlier darshins, that Erech Kulay Hunaisen V'loy Erech Evarim. Because Be'emes, in regards to that Nidim, we can clear the following shaila. Is the Torah teaching us that in regards to Erechin, the Chevtze, which you are being Meirech, has to be Kulay, and you can't be Meirech only a part of a person? Aydelma, what the Torah is teaching us is that the chalais chiyuv of Erechin can't be a chiyuv to pay erech of a specific aver. The chalais chiyuv has to be davke erech of kulay. And there's no musik of being neschayiv an erech of a part of a person. Now the Yisrei Na'ar understands, like the second side, there's no problem with being mairech a chefza which is only part of a person. But the chalais chiyuv has to be a chiyuv of erech kulay hu naisayin, therefore, he says, the Gzeres HaKosov of Nidim B'chvaydai is teaching us that when a person is Mayrech and Eirech and Hashem Atluyba, that it's Chalan and Machalais Chiyuv of Eirech Kulay, which is how he said is the Mashmayas of Rashi Masech Dabam Metziah. So, of course, the Chevza that the Eirech is being Chalan is just that specific Eiver. But the Chalais Chiyuv of Eirech for that Eiver is the Eirech of that Eiver is the Eirech of Kulay. That's in regards to Erechim. However, in regards to Damim, there's no such concept. Because Damim is not an inyan of a kitzvah that the Torah says how much the Erech is. Damim is a practical shuma, how much the person, or in this case, the Aver, is worth in the market of Avadim. So there, the Gzeres HaKosov, that is a din of Nidim B'chvaydai, they can't be coming to tell us that what's chal, when a person says, Dmei, Aver Shana Shamat Li Bailai, is a chiyav of Dmei Kulay. Because Harei, B'mitzias, the Damim isn't a Damim of Kulay. Elamai, the Torah must be teaching us that when a person says, Demei, Eivash and Hashem Atluya Ba'alai, that it's Chalanim Echiv of Nadarim, Ki Ilu He is Makabal, the Damim of the entire Guf on himself. That's the Mahalach of the Yisrei Na'ar. However, the Briska Rav, he understands that in the Miut, that the Torah is Mamayit by Erechin, of Erech Kulay Naisen, Ve'ena Naisen Erech Evarim, that the chefza that a person is mairech has to be kulay. There's no such thing as being mairech evarim. Mimela, the Gzeris HaKosov that the Torah teaches us by Nidim Mechvoidei has to be, that when a person is Mairich and Eivash and Hashem HaTliyubai, it's as if he's being Mairich Kulai. This is specifically the Gzeris HaKosov in regards to Erechen. Masha'enkin, in regards to Damim, there is no Musig of Dmei Kulai. The Damim is specifically Mesuyim to what he was Makabal on. There's no Kulai Meksasai. Any Chalik that is Makabal Dam of Alai, it's Chaladin of Damim. So there can't be a Gzeris HaKosov that it's as if he was Makabal Dmei Kulai. There's no significance in a Damim of Kulai over a Damim of Eivorim. There's a Chalais Damim in any Chalik. Be'achreich, the Gzeris HaKosov of Nidam Bechvayde is, in regards to Damim, that when a person says, Dmei, Eivash and Hashem Atli Ba'alai, that the proper way to make the Shuma and to do a Tashlumen of this Eivar is Beshuma Skulai. Even though in the market, the Shuk of the Avadim, it may not be the amount of everything, here it is Gzeris HaKosov that the Shuma of this Eivar is the Shuma of Kulai. That's the Mahalach of the Biskarav. So it comes out that according to the Yisra Na'ar, in regards to Erechin, it's a Chiddush, that the Erech of the Eivar is the Erech of Kulai. But in regards to Damim, the Torah is B'machadish, when a person's Makabal on himself, the Damim of a Eivar Shana Shama Tliyabai, it's Chalanim Echiyav, to give the Damim of everything. Whereas according to the Biskarov, it's Farkert. That when a person says Erech of an Eivar Shana Shama Tliyabai, a love, what's Chal is Echiyav of Erech Kulai, to give the Erech of everything. Whereas in regards to Damim, it's only a chiyav of giving the dam of that specific aver, but the shuma is a shuma of kulay. Ad kan, the Ma'ariv dekalam deshamachleikis, how to understand the inyan of nidim mechvaydai by erechin and by damim. And based on this, Sai the Yisra Na'ar and Sai the Biskarov answer Taisus's kasha later on the Fe'amud Aleph, and Be'ez Hashem in the Shir on the Fe'i will be ma'arich more about this inyan. And now let's go on to another point within the sugya of nidim mechvaydai. The Gemara comes out l'maisa that there's only a din of nidim mechvaydai by kachem by the kabayis and not by kachem mizbeach. L'maisa, the Gemara later on the Fe'amud Aleph says that be'etzem was a shaila of Rabba, but besoif Rabba, when he heard the b'raisa, is maskim that the din of nidim mechvaydai is specifically by kachem by the kabayis. Now the Gemara is not masber what's the pshat that it's specifically by kachem by the kabayis. L'chayra al pi pashtos, if there's such a halacha that it's nidim b'chvaydai, whether that means that when a person is neider d'mei of an eivash and hashama t'liyaba, that the Torah tells us it's as if he is makabal d'mei kulay, or whether it means that the shuma of that eivar is kakulay, that should be a klal bain if he's being makabal to give money for bedek abayis, and bain if he's giving makabal to give damim for kachim mizbeach. Why should that make a difference? So l'maisa the Rambam in Hilchas Erchin v'Charamim, Perakei, Halacha Yudches, he gives an explanation. After saying the halacha that by kachem by the kabayis, if he says dmei reish chamar zeh oy kvedoy, that it's chayiv b'dmei kulay, zok the Rambam shekol hektish by the kabayis kedushas damimu. Hektish by the kabayis is always kedushas damim. Now the chayri, we have to understand what the Rambam is being meisiv with this, because even kachem mizbeach, obviously we're not referring to somebody who's being makdish the kedushas haguf, that the reish of an animal should go to the mizbeach. That has nothing to do with nidim mechvaydai. The halacha of nidim mechvaydai is always when somebody's being makdish the damim. The difference between mizbeach and badik abayis is just where the damim is going to go to. So what does the Rama mean when he explains that the difference between badik abayis and kachem mizbeach is because kachem badik abayis is kedushas damim? L'chayra, the pshat in the Rama is because be'etzem kedushas mizbeach means they're being makdish something as a carbon. Even if a person is being makdish something at Kedushas Damim as a carbon, that means that through this thing that I'm being makdish, you should be able to bring a carbon. But the purpose of this hektish is not to be meisif money in the hands of the Rishus of hektish. The purpose of this Kedusha is to bring a carbon lamizbeach. Either this thing itself goes lamizbeach, or the thing that comes bimkaimai when you sell this thing goes lamizbeach. But it's not an inyan of being meisif damim in the Rishus of hektish. Mashenkin kachem b'dik abayis, the purpose is to be meisif mamain b'rishus hektish. And this makes a difference in regards to the din of nidim b'chvaydai. Reprat, according to the Biskarov, that he says that the din of nidim b'chvaydai by nidrei damim, the pshat is that the shuma of that aver is a shuma of kulai. So there's a svara that when you're giving mama into hektish, that mama has extra chashivas because of the fact that it's an eira asher hashamat libay, and therefore you're neschayiv to give dmei kulay. Because the neder is an inyan of being maisif value to hektish. So in that, there's a din taira that the value of an eira asher hashamat libay is valued kekulay. Mashiach, in regards to kachem mizbeach, that the ikra is not to be maisif value to hektish, but rather to bring a carbon out of this. There, the Torah doesn't say that there's a difference between if the thing that you're makdish its damim is something that's more valuable, it's Eivishan Hashamat Libay, or something that's less valuable. And there's no din of Nidan Bechvaydai. And even according to the Mahalach of the Yisrael Ar, you could also say a Svara. When it comes to an Indian of being Maisif, Mamain, and value to Hektish, there the Torah says that if you're makdish a chelik of the animal, which is Hashamat Libay, that's Machayiv you as if you're makdish an entire animal, and you have to give Dmei Kulay to Hektish. Ma'ashehenken be'kachim izbeach, that there's no Indian of being mites of value by Hektish. It's just an Indian that through this Hektish you should bring a carbon. There the Torah is not mechalik between the chashivas of what kind of Eber you're makdish. Anything that you're makdish, even an Eber Shana Shamat Levi, Sacha Kol the din is that bim kaimai, the damim of that Eber, should be brought as a carbon lamizbeach. This is l'chayre, the Oymek Abir, in the explanation of the Rambam that he says, Shekol Hektish by the Kabayis, Kedushas Damavo. L'maise, Rashi, on our Gemara, is mashmid that you don't have to come on to any Svaras. Because he just simply says, Dichzik Siv Nefashis, which is a pasuk that teaches us the din of Nidin B'Kvaydai, Gabi Erechim Ksiv, Dikachi by the Kabayis Ninu. Mashmid is just the Indian of Exeris Akasav. But Akapanim, the Rambam, that is Mefarish, an explanation as to what the difference between Kedushas Beit HaKabayis and Kedushas Mizbeach is, the Chayra, the beer, is as we said. Adkan this Inyan, and Adkan this Shir, to Masechta Erechin, Daf Dalet.
You have been listening to a Shir from ShasIlluminated.org. For other Shiurim on any Daf and Shas, including Maram Eklemis on each Shir, please visit ShasIlluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at ShasIlluminated@gmail.com.